It is about time for baseball on 98.7 KSID. Welcome back to Legion Field. I'm Dave Collins. Randy Brown, my broadcast partner, once again tonight for the district championship as Sidney takes on Gearing. Sidney's lineup will go this way. They are the road team here today, technically, despite playing on their home field, but the coin flip determined that they would play as the road squad here in game one. Not sure how it'll work yet in game two, if necessary. Probably another flip, I would imagine, Randy.
Yeah, they'll flip the coin again.
Lineup goes this way for Sidney, who's now 12-11, five-game winning streak. Mike Wallison, the catcher, will lead it off. Brandon Sharp on the shortstop will hit second. Pitcher Brett Bain tonight will hit third. Alex Bond, the right fielder, will hit fourth. Charles Ferguson in left field, he will be hitting fifth. Tyler Bain, first baseman, he'll hit sixth. Hunter Roseberry hitting seventh. He's the second baseman. Tyson Herrera, huge game-winning hit against Alliance the other night. He's at third base hitting eighth. And Tommy Arellano, the center fielder, will hit ninth for Sidney.
Defensively, Gearing will go this way. Your battery, Grant Remington on the mound. Brett Hutchison behind the plate. And down at first base is Jeremy Bergener. The second baseman, Tanner Kaufman. Over at third, Carlos Palomo. And the shortstop will be Sean Gutierrez. Left to right in the outfield for Gearing. Philip Schmidt in left, Ben Wolf in the middle, and Nate Remington, your right fielder for Gearing. Good crowd shuffling in here. Gearing traveled pretty well all through the tournament. Good Gearing crowd here tonight. Good Sidney crowd, but we could use some more Sidney folks in the stands. Get out here. I know people are just getting off work on your way home. Come on out as we get set to go.
First pitch to Mike Wallison, a strike from Remington on the inside area. 0-1 to Michael Wallison. He's hitting .375. That leads the team. He also leads the team in base hits. 21 this year. Leads the team in runs scored. 26. Curveball. Strike two. A nice set of inside pitches. Fastball, curveball to start him off from Remington.
And we saw Remington against the Buckley Bombers. And I'll tell you what, he throws a nice breaking ball. Really snaps it off.
That one's way outside. 1-2. The book on Remington in that game went five innings, gave up seven hits, just three runs to the tough Bomber offense, struck out two, walked one, and really was effective as Gearing knocked Buckley out of this tournament. That one's on the ground a second, bobbled up in the chest by Kaufman. He'll not have a play. Bounced up in his chest. He couldn't make the play in the dirt, so an error on the second baseman, and Sidney gets Mike Wallison aboard.
I'll tell you what, little things like that are going to be huge in this baseball game. Errors, we've seen it time and time. Hit batsman, errors, walks, come back to score runs. Sidney has their leadoff man aboard.
He was able to make the throw, but Wallison had beat it down there, and a relatively easy play not made. Sharp on lines the next pitch, the first one to him, and it's in the left center field. Base hit. Sidney's got two aboard, an error and a single to start the ball game, and a great start for Ramsey Mills' club as Sharp on the first hit in the game.
One thing that I noticed about Remington, we talked about how good his breaking ball was, but this is a kid that's always around the plate with his pitches. He rarely gets too wild. If Sidney's going to swing the bats, they're going to put the bat on the baseball. Good things are going
to
happen.
Out of the stretch, Brett Bain lays down a bunt right to Remington, the pitcher. He's going to try and go to third. They do, and cut down the runner at third base. Wallison taken down 1-5 for the first down in the inning. Sharpon up to second, and Bain safe. On the fielder's choice, Ramsey Mills said in the pregame interview, they were going to think about doing, of course, some small ball, getting those first runs in the game, of course, very important. Brett Bain's a very good hitter. They decide to try and sacrifice with him, and now he will be lifted for courtesy runner Tyler Jacobucci, which is pretty standard with pitchers and catchers here in American Legion ball. But for Gearing, an important out, one out, top of the first. Alex Bond up for Sidney, runners on first and second, no score. Here in the district title game, Sidney, Nebraska. Remington checks on second base. Bond swings at the first pitch. That's a looper right between third and short. And Luke Day is going to hold up Brandon Sharp on. Sidney's got the bases loaded. How about this? The first four men reach. Wallison cut down on the fourth, only one out, but the first four have gotten aboard.
I'll tell you what, we've seen Sidney get the bases loaded and not score, but hopefully they can get some runs here. These opportunities don't come along very often. Be nice to jump out on top early.
Ferguson, a 191 hitter, takes strike one. Charles, graduate from Kimball High School in the spring, heads to Hastings shortly here in the fall to play basketball for the NAIA Hastings Broncos. Ball one to Charles Ferguson. He came up with a couple of huge base knocks in the first game of this tournament against Buckley. A triple and a single, both hits brought in two runs. That one's going to bring in at least one. It's a liner over the third baseman, Palomo. One run is in. Jacobucci trying to score. Here comes the throw. Palomo catches it and cuts it off, but he will not have a play. And there's Charles Ferguson with a two-run base, knocking Sydney's got a 2-0 lead in the first inning of the district title game.
What Sydney had to do, jump on this Gearing team early, and Sydney is swinging the bats.
Jacobucci scoring as the courtesy runner for Brett Bain, right behind Brandon Charpon. Alex Bond sitting out at second base, and the two-run single puts Fergie out at first. 2-0, one out, fastball outside to Tyler Bain. 1-0 on Tyler, who's at 259 this year, 14 out of 54, five doubles, two home runs, both of them grand slams. And feeling pretty good health-wise after fighting through several injuries and having his appendix taken out recently. Crank to right field. This one's going to be trouble. Remington, that's Nate going over to try and get to it. All the runners had to hold up. Bain's halfway to second. One run is in. It's an RBI double. Tyler Bain, Sydney, red hot in the first inning of the district title game.
That ball was ripped to right field. Not much that Remington can do. It was right down the line and moving away from him as it was pulled. And now Mike Jones is headed to the mound already, and Palomo is going to come in and pitch all here in the first inning.
Wow, that's a quick hook, and understandably so, as Gearing has got to win this one and the next one to advance to state. 3-0 Sydney here in the first inning, just one out, and runners aboard for the Sydney seniors. We will take a quick timeout, check on Gearing defensively, and be right back in 30 seconds. Welcome back. A brief conference on the mound, and Hunter Roseberry looks at ball one, 1-0. Against the Sydney second baseman. Hunter this year, 203 is the season average. He's 1-for-7 here in this tournament. He's got runners on second and third. That one's ripped right up the middle. It's going to be at least a run-scoring single. Home is Ferguson, and holding a third, Tyler Bain. And Sydney continues to rip the baseball. That is five base hits here in the first inning. That is four runs here in the first inning. And Sydney cruising early, Randy.
Tyler Bain wanted was on his horse. He was rounding the bag and got held up at third base, and why not? First and third with only one out.
What an unbelievable start for Sydney. Tyson Herrera, the third baseman, the eighth man to come to the plate against Grant Remington. Throw over to first, and Roseberry in a pickle. They get him at second. He's tagged out, but Tyler Bain steals home, and Sydney gets another run.
So 1-3-6.
And the base is now clear for Sydney, but 5-0. Tyson Herrera with two outs at the plate, and he looks at ball one. And I wonder if that was designed where Ramsey Mills is at the bottom of the lineup, want to try and get that run home for sure. Try the double steal. Roseberry got picked off, and this could be the inning as Bain pops it sky high. Gutierrez moving over towards second base on the dirt. He will make the play for out number three. But Sydney sends eight men to the plate. They score five runs in the B7 district title game. It is Sydney 5. Gearing coming to bat on KSID Radio. District Championship Baseball in Sydney, Nebraska tonight. Welcome back. I'm Dave Collins. Randy Brown with me on the microphone for KSID and Sydney. Giving starting pitcher Brett Bain a nice five-run pillow to start the game after the top of one at Sydney, 5. Gearing nothing. Five runs on five hits in the top half of the first. Here's Gearing's lineup, Randy. Philip Schmidt will lead off in the bottom half. He's in left field. Sean Gutierrez, shortstop, will hit second. Ben Wolf, the center fielder, will hit third. Carlos Palomo, third baseman, dangerous hitter at fourth. Jeremy Bergener, first baseman, hitting fifth. Pat O'Boyle, another good hitter, DHing tonight. He'll hit sixth. Nate Remington, the right fielder, hitting seventh. Tanner Kaufman, second baseman, he'll hit eighth. Brett Hutchison, the catcher, will hit ninth for Gearing. And you've got to look at Sydney's defense.
Sydney defensively, they'll go this way. Brett Bain on the mound. He'll be throwing to Mike Wallison behind the plate. Tyler Bain at first base. The second baseman will be Hunter Roseberry. Tyson Herrera over at third. Brandon Charpon will be the shortstop, left to right in the outfield. Charles Ferguson, Tommy Arellano, and Alex Bond.
And now for Sydney, it's important to keep it locked up defensively. 5-0 lead, but still seven full innings at bat for Gearing. We're only in the first. 5-0. The professional, they call him on the mound, Brett Bain. He's 4-5 on the year. He's pitched 48 and two-thirds innings. That by far leads the club. The right-hander kicks, fires, and throws strike one.
Last time Tyler Bain saw, or Brett Bain saw Gehring. Brett did not have a breaking ball, and he has used it to his advantage here in the tournament.
Next offering, it is above the letters for ball one, and we're even at a ball and a strike. Brett this year has allowed 58 hits in those 48 and two-thirds innings, 39 runs. He struck out 48 to just 14 walks, an incredible ratio there. Big swing and a miss by Philip Schmidt, strike two. That's probably the most impressive number for Brett Bain, 14 walks in all those innings.
He's around the plate, and that means your defense is going to have to be solid because teams are going to put the ball in play.
Fouled off, straight back here behind us. In the press box, right behind home plate. 5-0, bottom of the first inning. Sydney has the lead here in the B7 District Final. First batter of the game for Gehring in the form of Philip Schmidt. He's led off every Gehring game thus far. Righty-righty matchup. Hit pretty good to center field, but Tommy Arellano's going to go over and make the play in right center. First out of the inning. Sean Gutierrez on the way next, the shortstop for Gehring. Got some pretty good aluminum on that, Randy, but just a soft fly ball, and Tommy's going to track all those down.
Tommy had it pretty well measured. He was playing a little bit on the first base side of second base out there in center field, and he just kind of cruised to his left, wind helping that ball go away from him, but Tommy easily handled that one.
With one out, Gutierrez. That one bends over the corner on the outside for a strike. 0-1 to the Gehring shortstop.
Good to see Brett getting ahead of hitters early in the ballgame. That's a good sign for him.
Has the mitt up by his mouth, now makes the pitch. This one's popped up on the infield, bending foul. Wallison looking, trying to give chase. It's going to go off into the parking lot over near the Sydney fans. And Wallison's made a bunch of nice catches right up against the chain link fence and almost had a chance at that one, but it was too far. It carried out of the park.
Tell you what, we've seen a lot of catchers that are pretty good catchers all season long, but Mike Wallison's got to be the top of the heap.
0-2 pitch to Gutierrez. It's outside.
He's got a good arm down to second base. He's solid behind the plate. He blocks the ball well, and he's quick out of the crouch. He does an excellent job.
Brett Bain kicks and fires the 1-2. In on the fist, and Gutierrez able to snap it back to the fence, foul. 5-0. Gehring trailing here in the first inning. Bottom half, Sydney got 5 runs on 5 hits. It was a hit parade in that top half of the first off of Grant Remington. Gutierrez hits another fly ball for Gehring in the inning. Arellano puts his arms out, brings him down, out again. Glove up, has the catch in center field, and Tommy Arellano has retired the first two Gehring batters on flyouts to center field.
I think Tommy would like to just have everything just popped right out to center field for him.
He'll make those catches every time. Nice, easy. He's a good defensive fielder in center, Tommy Arellano. He's the patrolman out there.
Covers a lot of territory.
He does. He covers a lot of ground. He guides his left and right fielders and calls them off when necessary to make a play that he can get to. And terrific defensively. Ben Wolf, the center fielder, he'll step in for Gehring. Left-handed hitter against the righty Bain. 2 outs, Gehring down 5. And that hits the outside corner for strike one.
Brian Pitt behind the plate. We've seen him a couple of times, and this is an umpire that's going to give you those corners a little bit, take advantage of it.
Brett Bain will nibble at that. Well high, 1-1. That one a little high and away from the corner.
That's more than a nibble. He took a big bite there.
Didn't catch the corner. 1-1. Still a 5-0 game. Bottom of the first inning. Ben Wolf to bat for Gehring, trying to get something going after Sydney exploded for 5. Outside, there's the corner again. 1-2. Brett Bain effective here thus far in the first. Crowd continuing to filter in. Very good for both sides, Sydney and Gehring. There's plenty of room. Get on down here. Another one to center field, and Tommy Arellano may make all 3 plays in the inning. It looks like he will. Coming in, has the catch. It's a Tommy Arellano inning, making all 3 plays in center field to retire the Gehring seniors. After one complete inning of play in the B7 District Final, it is Sydney 5, Gehring nothing on KSID Radio.
Back at Sydney's American Legion Field, Area 7 Class B District Championship action. Sydney 10 runs on 9 hits, Gehring 2 runs on 4 hits through 2 innings. We go to the top of the third inning as Sydney will send Herrera, Arellano, and then the top of the order, Wallace, to the plate here in the third. And with all the play-by-play in the third inning is Dave Collins.
Thanks a lot, Randy. And Tyson Herrera will start it off, as you said, the big hit the other night to beat Alliance. And he looks at a head-high fastball away from the zone for ball one. He's 0-for-1, and Tyson came in with just one base hit when he hit that two-run double well over the left fielder's head the other night. Took a swing trying to do it again there, and it's 1-1.
And he was had a grin from ear to ear when he walked into the booth.
He did. Came in and did a little post-game interview with us, and we're really happy he did that. And couldn't stop smiling. A little short on words, but not on smile, that's for sure. Swing and a miss on a fastball from Gutierrez in relief of Grant Remington, who went 1 2/3 as all for Gearing today, gave up 8 hits to Sydney, 10 runs in the first two innings. We're in the top of the third. It's Sydney 10, Gearing 2 in the district championship outside. 2-2 now to Tyson Herrera. And who would have seen this coming with Gearing this good of a baseball team to fall behind in the type of tournament that we've had, 10-0 after two innings? It's a complete topsy-turvy of what we've seen so far in this tournament. The first four games, all decided by just one run each. Herrera swings and sends one foul. Count is full at 3-2. Nobody out, top of the third. Sydney with the 8-run advantage. Sydney defeated Buckley 8-7. Gearing beat Shadron 1-0. And a brief moment as Herrera steps out. Those were the first couple of games in this tournament. Alliance beat Gearing 3-2. Sydney over Ogallala 4-3. And there's ball four to Tyson Herrera.
And more importantly, the leadoff man aboard. This Gearing club was just an out away from facing Sydney in the winner's bracket finale. But a double by Alliance in the bottom of the seventh put Alliance into that game. So Sydney could have seen this team earlier than this.
It was a walk-off hit. And now the righty throws his pitch to Arellano. Gutierrez slips off the mound. Palomo will field it. The third baseman makes a nice play to back up his pitcher who slipped and couldn't make the play. Strong sidearm throw from Palomo. So Herrera sacrificed up to second base on the sack bunt. And Tommy Arellano, the first out of the inning, it'll go 5-3.
And that's only the third sacrifice bunt out of Sydney all season long. And we've talked about how that stat just didn't make a lot of sense, but they're using it here. They're going to get runners in scoring position for the top of the order.
Wallison, 375 hitter. Got Herrera out on second, and there's ball one, a fastball from Gutierrez that misses. And Mike has been on both times. He's come to the plate, let off the game, reaching on an error. Came around and scored after singling in the second inning. One of the 10 Sydney runs, top of the third inning. 10-2, Sydney here at home winning. Gutierrez checks on the runner, and Wallison takes a major cut but misses. And it's now 1-1 on Mike.
It's a nice thing, the way watching Sydney here tonight. They have not been tentative with the bats. When they have decided to swing at a pitch, they have gone at it, and it's shown in their hit total.
When Tyler Bain went at it, it went over the fence, too. He went all the way for it. Mike Wallison, 2-1 rather now on Mike, as the pitch high and away. He's had a good tournament coming into today, hitting .300 in the tourney, 3 out of 10. He's doubled 4 runs. He had a walk. He had an RBI. You can add another base hit to that nice tournament stat line. Outside corner strike.
Good breaking ball out of Gutierrez that time, and not a real good pitch for Wallison to go after, especially when you're heading the count 2 balls and a strike.
Wallison's going to back out. Picked up the nickname Rattlesnake here in the tournament for his efforts and some fun they've had off the field as well. Swing and a miss. Mike Wallison, strike three. First strikeout of the game for Gutierrez. Only the second strikeout of the game for Gearing as a ball club. And they trail it 10-2. And Brandon Sharp on. He's laced a couple of hits today. Singled and scored in the first. Doubled and scored in the second. And with those two hits, he and Mike Wallison now tied for the team lead at 22 hits apiece on the year, and there's the first pitch strike to Sharpie. Runner on second base, 10-2 ball game. Another swing and a miss by Sharp on, and it's 0-2. So with 5 runs in the first, 5 in the second, Sydney down to its final strike. Here in the third with nothing up there yet so far. We got kind of spoiled in the first couple of innings with 5 apiece. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses.
And now with the hit parade going on, Sydney with 9 hits or 10 hits in the ballgame, everybody trying to get a part of that, they might need to be just a little bit easier choosing their pitches rather than being so aggressive at the plate and try and be a part of that.
Sharpon sees a pitch stay well high. And so the count evens up now at 2-2. Gutierrez brushing some dirt around on the mound, getting his spot picked out and nestled in the way he'd like on the pitching hill. He looks in, has his sign from Hutchison, turns back to check on the runner, kicks and fires, and the ball is poked. Foul deep and foul down the right field side.
And just shy of a pickup.
I was holding my breath for a second. That's not a bad-looking pickup down there towards the end of the line on the right field side. Had a few shattered windows over the course of this tournament, various spots. So if you're in your car listening today, look out and have your glove ready. Strike three, swinging from Brandon Sharp on. He tried to tomahawk a pitch well above his head. And for Sydney, that is out number three in the inning. So no runs for Sydney. First time in the game they haven't scored, but they have a 10-2 lead. We go to the bottom of the third in the B7 Legion Baseball District title game in Sydney. We'll be right back. Brett Bain getting ready to work his third inning here in district title baseball. 10-2, Sydney with the lead over Gearing. Sydney got five in the top of the first, got five in the second. Gearing finally put something together in the bottom of the second. Couple of singles followed up by an RBI single from Pat O'Boyle, then an RBI double from Nate Remington, all with no outs. But Bain settled down, got Kaufman to strike out. Hutchison popped out in foul territory to Tyler Bain, the first baseman, and then Philip Schmidt retired to end the inning. But Sean Gutierrez, who started out as today's Gearing shortstop and now pitching, will lead off for the Gearing seniors. Winner goes on to play in the state tournament in Wayne, Nebraska. And we'll get into more details of that as the course of this game moves along. But right now, Sydney, an 8-run cushion. Here's the first pitch to Gutierrez. It's upstairs for ball one.
Gutierrez thought about going after that pitch. Looked like he liked the high pitch, but thought better of it.
Brett steps and fires the next pitch. Swing and a miss. Good fastball that he blew by Gutierrez. And now 1-1 on the Gearing pitcher. Third pitch of the inning, another swinging strike. 1-2. Brett Bain in this tournament pitching 5 2/3 innings coming into today. He'd only given up 3 runs. Popped up, going foul right behind us, behind home plate.
And I think that was the breaking ball that Brett Bain's been working on a little bit. Had a little bit of movement on it, a little less tempo to the pitch.
Nice to see that breaking ball working here towards the end of the year when these games all mean so much. In the dirt, 1-2. It hadn't been working earlier, but his dad Tony and him, they've been working on that. Practicing the breaking pitch, getting everything right. Hand positioning and throwing it in the right place. And here's the next offering to Gutierrez. It's headed towards short, gets past Sharpon into left field. That's the leadoff single for Gearing.
Good at bat for Gutierrez. He battled back and gets the leadoff man aboard. Sydney just needs to get out.
That was the fifth base hit for Gearing. Only 2 runs so far to Sydney's 10. Bottom of the third inning, nobody out, and the leadoff man aboard, Ben Wolf, is up now for Gearing. He, one of the three guys in the first inning. 1-2-3 they went. Schmidt, Gutierrez, and Wolf all flew out right to center field for Tommy Arellano. Kept him nice and busy and awake out in center.
And Tommy hasn't had anything to do since then.
Outside to Wolf. Probably getting kind of bored in center field.
He did have one single he had to chase down and throw back in.
Brett Bain from the stretch. Hit pretty good. It's twisting foul, though, going over Herrera, the shortstop Sharpon, too. It is foul. Well foul.
But what you like to see, there were three Sydney ball players all headed for that baseball that none of them really thought they might be able to catch up with, but they made the effort, and Herrera almost got to that.
That's something that the Sydney team's developed over this whole season, Randy. We've seen it. The coaches have talked to us about it, and just talking to the guys, there's so much 100% effort for every single play, even more than that if you can get above that with a strike to Ben Wolf. These guys are going all out for everything. There were times when Coach Mills had to have a little heart-to-heart, a little chit-chat with some of the guys on their efforts over the summer, and boy, has it really paid off. These guys playing so well. There's a ball hit into left field, lips off of the grass and takes kind of a funny hop into left field, but right to Charles Ferguson, nothing that'll let Gearing make an advancement. But again, just like the second inning, back-to-back singles, Gearing with Gutierrez at second, Wolf down at first, and 6 hits in the ball game for Gearing, but they're still down 10-2.
That ball hit just hard enough. Tyson couldn't get there in time to get a glove on it and knock it down.
Carlos Palomo, he's got an RBI. He's got a single and a run score here tonight. Back in the second inning, looks at a first pitch ball. He was driven in by Pat O'Boyle earlier in the game. Two on. Palomo, hefty cut, but he missed. 1-1, and we could hear the snap of that glove pretty loud right up here in the booth on that Bane fastball.
Brett just needs to keep throwing strikes. Let his defense take care of the rest.
Tried a breaking pitch. It's a little low. 2-1 to Carlos Palomo. He pitched a complete game yesterday to get Gehring into this game. Gehring's got to win tonight in this opener and later at 8 o'clock if they come back and steal this one from Sydney. There's a flared foul down the right field side and out of play. 2-2 our count. All Sydney has to do to get to Wayne, Nebraska is win the one they lead 10-2 right now in the bottom of the third inning. Runners both leading with no outs, high and above Palomo's head, ball three. That first game at State will be July 31st. It's a four-game set for Wayne. Sydney and Gehring, whichever team comes out of this little series here tonight, behind Palomo, ball four on the next pitch. And that's the first walk issued by Brett Bain, and Gehring has the bases loaded.
And nobody out.
So this is a very dangerous situation for Sydney. Gehring left two on in the second inning. Sydney got up 10-0, but Gehring's not rolling over at all. It's still 10-2, but the bases loaded, nobody out. Jeremy Bergener at the plate. He singled and scored last inning. Bain steps off. Mike Wallison's working on the gear down there behind the home plate, getting his shin guards, I think, adjusted right. And now Bergener digging in. 1-for-1 today. Here's the offering. Sends it to right center field. Alex Bond going over. Bond will put the glove up. He's got the catch. Tagging up and scoring is Sean Gutierrez. And one away, a run comes in. Third of the game for Gehring. But importantly for Sydney, they do get the first out of the inning.
And Bondo out there in right field got the ball back into his cutoff in a hurry, and that kept Palomo at first base. As moving up on the play was going to be Wolf over to third, so now runners at the corners.
One away. And Pat O'Boyle into bat for Gehring. Left-handed hitter. He's 1-for-1, singled in a guy in the second inning. 10-3, and the pitch was away, 1-0. Bain comes set to his glove, working from the stretch with two aboard. That pitch misses somewhere in the corner, 2-0.
Clouds starting to roll in here at Legion Field.
Hopefully the rain can stay away for just a little while longer, at least to get this game official. Hit pretty hard into left field. Ferguson's got a good beat on it, though. He makes the catch, tagging up from third base as the throws into the cutoff man, Charpon. That's Ben Wolf scoring Gehring's fourth run of the game. So Gehring with two in the second, two now here in the third. Back-to-back RBI flyouts. Two outs in the inning, but Gehring draws a little bit closer. This time the flyout to left field, and Nate Remington, check it, Grant Remington, after Nate was lifted, coming into bat. Grant bluffing a bunt. It's called strike. Grant started this game, was rocked after an inning and two-thirds, or over the course of an inning and two-thirds, and lifted from the mound. Sydney was up 10-0. Gehring has put two up in the past two half innings. 1-1 now on Remington.
Remington doubled in a run his first time up to right field. Into the corner.
Two outs. Brett Bain's pitch. Tapped just over the mound. Coming in, the shortstop Charpon grabs it on the grass. Throws high, but Bain stays on the bag, and Tyler makes a nice effort to stay on that bag and collect in the high throw. So Gehring puts two more up there. Sydney still with a six-run lead, 10-4. Top of the fourth inning coming up. This is District Championship Baseball tonight on KSID Radio.
Back at Sydney's Legion Field, Randy Brown, Dave Collins with you on 98.7 The Blast, KSIDradio.com. Philip Schmidt will stay in the baseball game after being injured. He is headed out toward left field. And, boy, if he has anything neck-wise, he's going to have to look up. But here with all the play-by-play is Dave Collins as we're set to go.
Strike one to Brandon Charpon. Randy, thank you. And you're right, he's going to have to be tender with that neck out in left. But looks to be okay. as Brandon Sharp on, singled and scored, doubled and scored in this game, also struck out, and then he sends a foul ball down the left field side, 0-2. Sydney with a 12-4 lead, top of the fifth inning, district championship game tonight. Here from Sydney's Legion Field, there's no admission tonight. Fans come in, catch a few innings of baseball as Sydney hopefully going to celebrate a district title here momentarily on this field. 1-2 as the pitch is outside. And I took a moment during the break just to ask the scoreboard crew next to us in the booth what they saw on that play, and I'll get to it after this pitch, as O'Boyle's big bending curveball is away from the zone, 2-2. Word over there was that possibly Tyler Bain's foot may have clipped Schmidt up high, but they were just as confused, really, as we were. Fastball inside, 3-2. A lot happening on that play at first base, but Sydney gets the third out. Schmidt's going to be okay, so it looks like everything is fine. O'Boyle working quickly. Right back up the middle. Brandon Sharpon lasers a single into center field, and he has three hits today. He's 3-for-4, three hits in this game.
Sydney has got the leadoff man aboard three of the first five innings, and that's a good thing. Sydney sent eight men to the plate in three of the first four innings.
It's going to be tough not to say three hits today, because technically it's over three hits over 2 days, but in the same game. Brett Bain, not a bat for Sydney. Swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. And Brett has had himself a championship game, that's for sure. Reached on a fielder's choice and scored in the first. Reached on an error in the second and scored. Tripled and scored in the fourth. So doing his part, starting out as the pitcher now at shortstop. O'Boyle checks on the runner, kicks, fires, tap foul.
One thing to consider, too, and we've seen Gearing with a couple of pretty good moves over there at first base. Base runners are going to be standing right in that softish area, so you could lose a little traction trying to get back to the bag and not get there as quick as you would when it was all dry over there.
Sharpon's got a soft lead, and Brett Bain swings at a pitch well low and strikes out. First out in the inning, first strikeout of the game for O'Boyle, just the third strikeout in the game overall for Gearing pitchers.
Brett looked a little bit over-anxious in that at bat. Things will settle down here. This Sydney team would like to get off to the same kind of start they did yesterday, and that's not going to happen very often.
Alex Bond has a hit in the title game, and he'll look at a bender for a strike.
That would have been a tough pitch for Bondo to try and catch up with. Good breaking ball from O'Boyle. The left-hander throws a nice one.
Alex, 1-for-2. He's got a walk and a strikeout to go along with a hit. This one's hit decent to left field. It'll hang up and drop, but down into the glove of the left fielder, Schmidt. He ran in and made a good play on that ball, and I think that shows that Schmidt's going to be okay. He had to come in quite a ways and caught it right down by his waist. Second out in the inning for Sydney. And Charles Ferguson.
Talk about a player that's campaigning for a Dairy Queen player of the game.
Yeah, two RBI single in the first inning, RBI single in the second inning, RBI single in the fourth, pops it up foul, heading towards the Gearing dugout, but a play is going to be there for a Bergener as he gets right up near the fence about a foot away and makes the play in foul territory. So Sydney gets a leadoff single from Sharpon, but they strand him out at first base. We've played 4.5 at Sydney 12, Gearing 4 in the district title game tonight on KSID. We are halfway home through the fifth inning. It is 12-4 Sydney as we go to the bottom side here in the B7 District Championship game in Sydney, Nebraska today, American Legion Senior Action. The winner of this championship will go on to take on either Valparaiso or Wahoo. They play their first game in the championship series tonight, 7 o'clock Central Time, and then at 9:30 tonight would be game two if Wahoo wins the first one. Gearing has to win this one, down 8 runs, and win again tonight to get to the state tournament. So Sydney looking good, 12-4. Sydney seniors with Brandon Sharpon looking to work his second inning here now in the bottom of the fifth. Ashan Gutierrez, he's 1-for-2, singled and scored in the third inning. Swings at the first pitch and snips it foul back to the screen. Gutierrez started at shortstop yesterday, came in and pitched. And back to shortstop here today as the team's making some defensive changes after our suspended game continued. Sharpon, the righty, to Gutierrez, a right-hander, and he fouls it away towards the parking lot. 0-2.
Not to look ahead by any means, but should Sydney go ahead and win this game, or win this district, as we have a pitch coming up here.
Misses ball one.
Ooh, not by much. if Sydney were to go ahead and win this district, they would really like to do it here in this game, not only because they got an 8-run lead, but their first game is going to be on Friday, and they would save two pitchers for that game.
Another one fouled by Gutierrez, 1-2. And also, should Sydney make state, they are looking for some help covering some costs to get down to state.
Absolutely.
So if you would like to help them out, we don't want to get that far ahead yet, but we'll put the thought in your mind right now. With a 8-run lead nearing the final innings of this game. 2-2 count as the last pitch missed to Sean Gutierrez. Charpon shakes off the sign from Wallison. Now he likes what Mike puts down. Fastball, chop foul. Good to see Charpon out there getting a 1-2-3 inning to start. Hopefully he can get this inning in, maybe even stretch him to another and then bring the Rattlesnake in to finish it off. We'll see, but the more he can eat up, the more rest that Sydney's top three pitchers can get before a possible state tournament. And there's a pitch that's called ball three that the crowd lets us know should have been strike three.
Yeah, you could hear the moan in the Sydney crowd right in front of us. Good Sydney crowd on hand. A lot more Sydney folks now than Gearing folks in this at this game.
Popped up, center field area. Arellano spreads his arms out, makes the play for the first out of the inning.
I'm sure there were a lot of folks from Gearing that didn't make the trip down, you know, down eight runs and the bases loaded in the situation that it was in, that did not come back, although Gearing has a good following here, but a great Sydney crowd out here today.
Yeah, and you're right, not quite the Gearing crowd, not close to what it has been through this tournament, and for, you know, obvious reasons, the game situation and this game not being planned for today because of rain. Schedules may not have worked out. 1-0 to Ben Wolf, who is 1-for-2 with a single and a run. Sydney leads by 8 here in the fifth inning. And again, it's free admission night. So come down, watch a couple innings of baseball for free, and with a strike on the outside corner, we're even at 1-1. This team for Sydney, they are going to have a nice little celebration on the field perhaps tonight as a district champion. So if you want to see that and your friends play for Sydney, you just want to support the guys. Fouled away. That one's going to drift over to the Gearing dugout.
And into the bullpen.
1-2. But again, they really wanted us to stress that it's free admission night, and no matter what, this is the final home game of the year, too.
It's the final night.
Last chance to watch some baseball. Righty Charpon's breaking pitch outside. 2-2.
Just missed the outside of the black, and Charpon throwing well.
Charpon with one out, nobody on. 8-run lead. Here's the pitch. It stays away. 3-2 to Ben Wolf. Remember that the game stories, pictures, all that good stuff on KSIDradio.com. If you're wondering how the tournament's gone thus far, just go to the sports page. You can read all about it right now. Two-strike pitch. Hit foul towards the bullpen cage, or the batting cage, rather, past the Gearing bullpen, up against the fence as the kids scramble to get that baseball, which equals a quarter.
Last inning, Charpon threw four pitches. He's gone full on the first two batters here in the fifth inning.
Glares into this catcher. Wallison has the sign. It's lifted into the air. Herrera, Bain, both going out, and Bain will make the play behind the third baseman. Herrera just a step or two on the outfield grass near third base. So we stay at 12-4. Two outs now in the Gearing half of the fifth inning.
That's Brett Bain's baseball. He's got the angle on it, and Herrera did a nice job. You heard him hollering for it, and he ducked out of the way so Brett Bain could make the play.
Good communication from the Sydney guys in this ballgame over the course of yesterday and today, both before and after the suspension. And Gearing's Carlos Palomo, 1-for-1 with a walk, a single, and a run scored. Hacks at the first pitch. It's foul. 0-1 count on Palomo. Gearing needs 8 runs to tie it up. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Brandon Charpon looking very good as that baseball clips the jersey of Palomo and Gearing gets a man aboard.
Okay, and yesterday we had a play where Arellano did not move very much. He turned out of the way and the ball clipped him. They made him come back. Palomo didn't even make an effort to move that time, and it clipped the front of his uniform and he gets to go down to first base. So
all you could say is interesting, I guess.
Interesting.
But
one thing, it was nice to see Brandon Charpon get the first two outs before Palomo comes up to the plate, because he is certainly a dangerous hitter.
Jeremy Bergener stepping in now. He had an RBI flyout in the third last night. also a single, and he scored a run. Sort of an excuse-me tapper to Herrera at third. He'll get the baseball, tossed to first in plenty of time, and Bergener slams his helmet down in disgust. Gehring gets Palomo aboard, but a ground out ends the inning. We'll head to the sixth. Sydney 12, Gehring 4. It's district championship baseball tonight. KSID Radio.